slides in the bottom corner. Second half, well, it was a tale of the game. The first 7 minutes, they hung on for Leicester, really did. But then it was all Leicester who really started to get into the groove, a passing, moving around the edge of the area and had their chances. And just as Man United made their two crucial subs of bringing on Rashford and Cavani from a Mark Albrighton corner, he dumped the Turkish wall, the Turkish mafia. Signed you smash the bullet header into the back of the net so Leicester retake the lead. And then they show composure to see out this must-win game and go back into third in the Premier League. Third, back into third tonight. Got game in front though, but let's just take it. And it finishes at the Theatre of Dreams, we'll call it tonight. First win since 1998. 1998, the first time since 1998, Leicester have gone and won at Old Trafford by 2-1.
Unbelievable, Tom. Unbelievable, wasn't it? Did it, but it was what a game. It was a bit squeaky bum time towards the end, but poor dear. Locks, did you enjoy that?
I did, mate. It was a good one. I mean, to be fair, mate, literally just as your Bruno Fernandes, your Cavani, your Rashford were coming on, warming up, you know, Soyuncu puts that in the back of the net. Absolute class that from Soyuncu. But look, massive win. We all know that we needed to win all three of these last three games. You know, maybe we might be able to get away with two, but you know, we want three wins. And you know, Man United, you would say behind Chelsea was the most difficult game. But look, massive 3 points, one step closer to Champions League. And as I said at the start of the show, better late than never, to qualify. So a couple more games left, and let's see if we can get over the line.
Unbelievable. Go on, Tom.
I'm going to step out now. I've had a long day, last few days of work, and I've rushed in tonight. I'm going to spend some time with my boy now and enjoy this big win. But thank you to everyone who's done the watch along. At one point, we had 340 people watching. Much appreciated. We always say, hit that like button, subscribe. We do this for fun. It's a great laugh. We don't get paid for it. We do this because we love Leicester City and Leicester Fan TV. Thank you for your comments again, and I hope you enjoyed our little watch along for me and Locks. And there's only one thing to say for me. I'll see you at Wembley on Saturday for the FA Cup final. And let's get up for this now.
Come on, Tom.
Let's get up for this, hey? You know, we're in an FA Cup final on Saturday. Forget the Newcastle game. It's a one-off. I know. You're the other side.
Top corner with me, bottom corner. We ain't going.
But to the ones who are, we'll see you there. To the ones who are, we'll bring you the best content we can bring you for what we're doing. But thank you once again, and I'll see you all on Saturday.
See you later, Tom. Thanks for your commentary, mate. Muchly appreciated. You're going to enjoy a few beers. All right, then. What you got? You just have a quick word then, Locks. What you got to say?
Yeah, I mean, as I just said, it's a massive win, as we all know. Look, and I see people I've seen a couple of comments saying, oh, it was only their B team and all that. But it's not, you know, there's been questions about, are Leicester bottlers? Is there a problem with the mentality? And I understand the arguments for that, because there's been examples there, you know, last season, this season, that there might be a problem with the mentality. But today, mate, what a win. You know, started so well, got pegged back, but you know, we got the 3 points, and that's all that matters. And as Tom said, thanks to everyone who's been watching. There's, you know, over 300 now. Thanks to everyone who's liked, subscribed, the super chats as well, much appreciated. Please don't stop liking, don't stop subscribing, carry on doing it with Jack and Jamie. So cheers all.
See you later, Locks. Thanks for your effort. Cheers, much appreciated, pal. And we'll see you over the weekend sometime. See you later, mate. Well, right, let's bring in Michael, our American Fox. How the devil are you, Michael?
Great win. Great win. Spirits are high, and I'm ready for the FA Cup final. Oh, my goodness. What a great win. You know, the boys, like I said, at halftime, they really wanted it. And what happened? You started to see them close down. You started to see them intercept more balls. You started to see the ball move quicker. You started to see the passing be crisper. And the goal, I mean, even though we didn't score from the open play, Soyuncu, he wanted it. He's ready to beast. You know, he was kind of poor all game. He was kind of poor last week. But oh my goodness, today we wanted it more. Even if it was their B team, it doesn't matter. It's Manchester United. It's a must win. You know, our magic number, I felt, was 7 points. We needed 7 points out of the next three games. Well, this is the great start for that goal. And you know, I'm just really excited. that the boys came through with the win today, heading into the FA Cup final. It's the momentum, you know. It's the spirit of the club, the spirit in the locker room. You know, after the last couple weeks, maybe it was kind of down, but today, you know, going into this final, we're gonna. Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. So here in the States, we're having a kind of an East Coast, West Coast type get together thing. So a bunch of people are flying into San Diego to watch with the San Diego Foxes, and a bunch of people are flying into New York to watch with the New York Foxes. And I'm flying into San Diego on Friday, and we're going to have a blast at the beach.
Reedy, yeah, did you enjoy that? Have you got a voice left, pal?
Yes. I think I have, yes. What a game that was. Well, the thing is, when we brought Chowdhury on, I thought, oh no, this could turn bad. I don't know why. I have a feeling when we try and defend, we just don't look that promising. I thought we were doing well as it was. When we were attacking, we had a lot more space than we did. I thought we could have got a few more. But when he brought Chowdhury on, I thought, okay, this is going to be tight now. But yeah, what a game. I'm just glad we scored from a header for once again.
From a corner. Have you noticed how we've started scoring from corners since Maddison's been off the corners?
Yeah.
Makes a huge difference, doesn't it, Chris?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, that was a hell of a goal. We owe a little bit to Babyface Rashford, as I call him, because, you know, he clearly wasn't marking Soyuncu as well as he could have. But it doesn't matter how it happened. You know, we still managed to get a bullet header in. And yeah, we've beaten the Man U babies.
Jono, what's your go then? Councillor says Al Brighton was superb. What did you think to Al Brighton?
Yeah, he was really good. But my standout was Ndidi again. He was just another level. Soyuncu first half was meh. But second half, he really, like, Brendan's really gave him a massive word. I say, like, look, lads, we can't do this again. And then our second half was just unreal. Even when the other three came, it didn't really seem like, yes, we took off Vardy for trying to make it more defence, but we still played as well as we did the whole half, even with their players coming on. So one of the best second halves I've seen from us all season were brilliant.
And who would be your man of the match then, Jono?
I'll say Ndidi, because he was just unreal the entire game.
And Ross, what did you think to it? Who are your man of the match? Start with the man of the match and then tell me what you thought of the game, pal.
1,000% Ndidi. He was outstanding. But tell you what, everyone was great, but Soyuncu, man, think about it. He was Maguire's replacement, remember? And he's just gone and scored the winner at Old Trafford. And congrats to Man City, by the way. They've won the Premier League. Wow. Just, I don't care what anyone says. They could have played their under fives tonight. We still, in the record books, it will show Man United 1, Leicester City 2. I do not care what team put out. So if anyone says, oh, you only won because they played that, it doesn't matter. They represent that football club. They've got to give 110%. So end of the day, we won tonight. Well-deserved win. Fantastic goal from Luke Thomas. What a goal that was.
Yeah.
You know, and fantastic header from Soyuncu.
Yeah.
I mean, because obviously he's redeemed himself after the performance on Friday. If you're going to redeem yourself, go and score the bloody winner. And it was an outstanding goal. And I'm going to shut up in a sec because my son's about to come in a minute. But I'm just going to say, I cannot wait for the cup final on Saturday. I've previewed my blue hair tonight. You can't really see it much because it's a bit light. But I cannot absolutely wait for the final. You know, if we play like that, we're going to tear Chelsea apart. If I'm honest with you. But yeah, Ndidi, 100% man of the match. But Thomas ain't too far behind. Not just for the goal. I thought he played very well tonight. Needs to work on his right foot a little bit. But, you know, it's one of them things. But that's all I'm going to have to say, lads. So,
well, then, Ross, well, cheers for joining. And we'll speak to you again soon.
No worries.
See you later, pal. Thanks, you. Michael, all the way from the States. Who was your man of the match then, pal?
My man of the match was Wilf Ndidi. Today, the guys, all of the guys gave 110%, it seemed like, in the second half. They were closing down, winning second balls. The passing was crisper. Out of the second ball, they found the outlet immediately, found Yuri, found Maddison in our half of the pitch, and we kept the pressure on. Oh, my goodness, about 10 minutes straight of us just having the ball in the final third, just pressing, man, you pressing them, and Wilf winning the second ball, winning whenever they try to clear, yeah. Wilf there to win it back and put it back in the box, put it back on the feet of Jüri, put it back in Castagna on the wing, you know, trying to work that triangle on the side to get the ball whipped in, and winning the corners. You know, it was just, it was a great show of when the boys listen to what Brendan is asking of them, how we can play against any team. It doesn't matter that Nemanja Matic isn't a B player. Juan Mata isn't a B player. These are world-class players that we were getting done by in the first half. And we just had to show up in the second half with some Fox's determination. Come on, Leicester. Let's go get this cup on Saturday. Let's go.
We need it. We need it. Right, Michael, I'm going to let you go. So I've got a few more people to add in. You go and enjoy yourself. What's like lunchtime now? And it's about 12 o'clock ish there, isn't it, pal?
I'll give you some lunch and have a couple more beers.
Don't blame you, pal. We shall see you later.
Cheers.
Have fun, my American Fox. See you later, pal. Oh, dear.
I don't like this, but.
Say again. Go on, John.
I don't like this, but Maddison, for me, changed the midfield completely. When Paris came off, Maddison came on. The stability of that midfield changed completely. That's what I was about to say. Like, Maddison, for me, calmed the midfield. Just affect midfield down and we're fine. That's what I thought. I'm not going to like that.
Mark, what did you think of the game then altogether? Mark, what did you think of the game altogether?
First off, we started brilliant, didn't we? I was really up for it. Second half, we were like, started a bit ropey, and then all of a sudden we just decided we'd give it a go, and then it was absolutely brilliant. Ndidi was absolutely awesome.
Yeah, I think I'm going for Ndidi as my man of the match, to be honest. I think he was quality. Reedy, did you say who your man of the match was?
I didn't, but it's not Ndidi.
Who did you think it is then?
I think it's Jüri. I think it's Jüri. The amount of times, obviously, first half, our midfield was just getting run over. But the second half, he just found them little spots. The balls just go through him,
yeah,
and then he can make that pass on. That was what I was saying the first half. Even Ndidi was doing that, but I just thought Jüri was just getting into them spots that Maddison used to get to before he got injured, just to make them balls through. And I thought with him there, it just makes him a bit more movement in the middle. I think it has to be him, for my man of the match.
Rightio, Jack, 8 points clear of fourth with only them three games to go. I know Spurs. I think Liverpool have got four games to go, haven't they? With 12 points. So have we done it, or do we just need a couple of results to go our way and maybe another point?
If Liverpool lose on Thursday to Man United, it goes to 9 points, then it behind us. So they'd go on goal difference. West Ham have got Brighton tomorrow, haven't they? Away from home, is it? So that's not going to be easy for them. Chelsea versus Arsenal. And then who's Tottenham got?
Don't matter about them.
Bottle jobs.
It's gone. See you. Spurs.
We're way ahead of them now.
We are. But anyway, lads, just before go on, Jack.
I thought we had a good game second half.
Just before we go, gonna have a quick chat about the FA Cup. Chris, where are you watching it on Saturday?
I'm gonna be watching it in Great Yarmouth in a nice caravan. Because it's my little staycation. I'm going to be watching it with my dad. And by the way, I didn't get to say my man of the match. I'm green with
Go on.
It was Jüri T. I'm gutted he didn't score in that brilliant pass from Vardy. I honestly thought Jüri was going to score. Sadly, just missed it. But Jüri T was my man of the match as well. But yeah, so hopefully we will win the FA Cup for the first time.
Right, well, Chris, we'll see you over the weekend.
We are the away team.
We've
won more away teams.
We shall see you later, Chris. Cheers for coming on. See you later, pal. Mark, where are you going to be watching it on Saturday?
Well, unfortunately, I can't come over to Leicester until the 17th, so which is where I am. I'll be watching it in my lounge in good old lovely Norfolk.
Good lad. And wearing your shirt, make sure it's your maroon shirt you've got on, Mark.
I ain't got the maroon shirt.
Naughty. You should have all the shirts. You ought to follow the club.
I've got
I've got probably 99% of them, but I haven't got the maroon one.
All right then, Mark, we'll see you over the weekend. Yes, pal.
All right, pal.
See you later, mate. And Jono, you won't be wearing it because that's your lucky shirt you've got on now, isn't it?
Yeah, I wore this against Crystal Palace. I wore this against Manchester United in the quarterfinal, and I'll be wearing it on FA Cup Day. If I don't wear this, I have someone to wear it because this is my lucky shirt. But for me, the FA Cup, I'll be watching it at home because obviously I probably travel down to Leicester from Newcastle. It's a bit of a way. But no, I think the win tonight in the players' heads will be a massive lift off their shoulders for the Champions League spot. So I think they'll have all their head into winning the title for the FA Cup.
Yes, certainly agree. Now, that's given us, like you say, confidence. That win today has definitely given us confidence, which is what we needed after what day did we play? Friday night's game. I couldn't remember when we played. I've lost track. We've played that many games recently. I've lost track. Rightio, Jono, I'm sure we'll see you over the weekend. Yes, pal? I'm sure you're bound to be nipping on now and again.
Yeah, definitely.
Rightio, mate. We'll speak to you over the weekend. See you later, Jono. Reedy, you're actually going to the game, ain't you, pal? You're there with the lads, aren't you?
Me and Jack are there.
Make sure you do plenty of content and photos for us, pal. We need it all. We need it.
No worries.
Rightio, pal. We shall speak to you later. Have fun. Be good.
Yep. You from?
Jack. Right. Massive 3 points, and we're not talking about you going to Wembley because you were the first one to get a ticket. So we'll leave you. We all know about you and your ticket. So we'll speak to you again sometime. But you're doing your FA Cup. What round are we on tomorrow?
Yes, we're on the fifth round tomorrow against Brighton. Then Thursday, we've got the Man United one. And then Friday, we've got the Southampton one at dinner time. So, yeah, join me for them at 12 o'clock. I've got my show tomorrow at 7:30. I'm really looking forward to it, talking about the Man United game, player ratings. So be sure to catch me tomorrow at 7:30 and 12 o'clock.
And also, if you haven't already seen it, I've done a record. I've every day at 5 o'clock on YouTube, there's a premiere of the last four finals we've been in. 1949 was today. Tomorrow is 61. Thursday is 63 and Friday is 69, all at 5 o'clock. So make sure you please like and comment on them videos. It'd be much appreciated. And then it's the final on Saturday and it's absolutely brilliant. So Jack, it's been a great performance, hasn't it? I'll let you go and relax and chill out.
Will do. See you later, Jamie.
Speak to you later. Well, there you go, lads and lasses that have been watching. Much appreciated. Thank you, everyone, for watching this watch along. It's been absolutely brilliant. I'd just like to say, if you watch me on a Sunday, it's ciao, ciao, adios, goodbye. Top of the morning to you. Come on, Foxes. What a win it was at Old Trafford. 2-1. Theatre of dreams, theatre of nightmares for them today. Everyone, come on.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Beatney, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Wade Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.